Welcome everyone to February 1st, Blessings from Christ. And you are all so very, very welcome. So very, very loved. So deeply served by the blessings of Christ. I noticed some background noise, so I'm going to put, that doesn't mean that our community conversation is over. It just means that it will be of a better quality that we can record. And I'd love to hear from anyone who wants to make a contribution today. It really helps to know what people are thinking about, what they're hoping for, what they're appreciative of and grateful for. And Cecilia's on the line. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, this is Cecilia from Vermont.
Yes.
Hi. I don't usually talk, but I wanted to say that it seems that Yeshua and you are aware of me and my questions and my needs all the times that I don't talk.
I love that, and it's true. And you know how we do it? Because I don't know how he does it. He's far, far more omnipresent and all-knowing than I am. He's probably with you, but the way I do it is I tune into the community, and I just look for little ripples, little desires, little waves of consciousness within the community, and I respond instinctively to what I feel and what I'm drawn to. And that's why it's so good for people who are here in the community to let me have a little feedback through your questions, your comments, your hopes, your desires, whatever, because it helps that attunement. It helps it grow stronger so that I really can be there for you. What would you like to say today, Cecilia?
Well, I also wanted to say that I experience your compassion for me. And it's really so marvelous how the relationship goes without me even saying anything. Like last time, before the call started, I was trying to think if there was anything I wanted to ask. And the subject of innocence, the innocence of the heart, came to me, and I was remembering what you'd written about it. And then after that, I thought, well, I'd also like Glenda to say something about science. And sure enough, last time you started talking about innocence, because it was a month after Christmas and you were speaking of the innocent infant and our
mm-hmm.
experience with that. And then you also talked about the curvature of the gravitational field. And I always get excited when you talk about science. And so it's almost like homeopathy. The less I say, the more you hear me.
Well,
you and Yeshua.
It's true, but don't listen to her.
Okay,
no one will ever talk.
No, I just want to.
It is true.
It is,
Celia, and actually, this is how it occurs. It occurs two ways. One is through the innocence of your heart that puts you in communion with the Holy Spirit, and then the actions of the Holy Spirit that are touching all of us as a group and then focusing like a funnel upon me and my big mouth.
Well,
and that's actually how
big
it works. So when I like to tease about everything, including myself. It reminds us to be humble when we can laugh at ourselves and not laugh at others, but with others, and take amusement on our common human predicament and sometimes need for more faith. But, Cecilia, no, what you say is such a good and wise perception, because this is how faith works, when we can actually be in our heart with that innocence in our faith, and then just allow ourselves to meld in spirit with those around us. Those around us find a way of bringing us what we need, maybe not directly, but they may bring us a connection. that brings us another connection. And it grows until there it is. It's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, thank
you. It's a miraculous universe, really, truly.
Thank heavens, because if we had to explain everything,
uh-huh.
you know, and constantly assert ourselves and announce everything, I mean, it would be hard.
It would, indeed. It would, and isn't it lovely the way God has incorporated such grace into this universe?
Yes.
And that's part of the way the blessing works, almost homeopathy. I can't put all the adjectives on it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right, dear. Well, I'm going to take a call from Mara. Hi, Mara. Good to hear from you. You're on, but you may have to unmute your own telephone.
I did. Okay, there we go. I just want to tell you that you have totally interrupted my day since Friday evening. I received the book in the mail, your new book.
Oh,
and it's been an absolutely wonderful interruption. I'm having an awful time putting it down at all. It is absolutely, well, it's just a marvelous book. I'm enjoying it so much, and you've done such a beautiful job of putting historical facts together and in such a non-judgmental way of looking at the history of the churches and the orthodoxy and so on. And you've done, you don't make any judgments about it, but you do state that it actually happened, which it did, which those things did happen. But I particularly thought how sad that, but it's being corrected now, of course, but how kind of sad in a way that we were deprived of knowing what all of those marvelous mystics thought all through the ages.
Yeah.
It was like this big secret that was kept locked in a tomb. And you've done such a succinct job of giving a person a real of history and evolution, and well, I can't even describe it all. So I encourage everyone to read that book. It, and I agree with Dr. Larry entirely. It is absolutely time. It's a perfect time for that book to come out, in my opinion, too.
Oh, thank you so much, Mara. This is a book that can actually change a person's life.
Yes.
It really is. Of course, we said the same thing about Love Without End.
And
it for different reasons, in different ways.
Uh-huh.
But we're at a point where I think each one of us needs to take personal responsibility of our own decisions about how we're moving forward spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the old ways, which are valid in very, very deep and meaningful ways, yet are coming to the end of the way they work in real life. We've got to find our spirituality deeper than ourselves, while at the same time understanding what happened historically and retaining the valid part of what happened historically, as well as unearthing the part that was buried.
Yes, and the forgiveness of what is appears to be kind of a natural evolution of consciousness and thought and science and everything is I am feeling, which I have felt before after reading the other books, but even more so on a deeper level, a real forgiveness of, because there was a while there that I did not want anything to do with a church, because I thought, we are not getting anything here. It's like looking for a steak and being fed pablum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is giving a real taste of life and an ability to forgive the ancestors and the people who did not have the grace of even having this education, of having these affirmations too of what you knew was wrong when you were growing up, you know, like that this church is better than that one, and if you don't belong to this one, you're going to hell, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, now we can forgive and let go of that and be who we were intended to be.
That's so true, Laura. Yeah, very, very well said. And you're not through with the book, I gather.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so now you get to look to the future. So we've covered the past. Get ready for a big spring into the future.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the book.
Great.
And actually, I am enjoying being able to sign the book. I'm busily signing, and I have to apologize in advance that these are not moving out as fast as I would hope that they would or want, because with my right hand being just about a week away from surgery and needing to have had it 3 months ago, I can only sign or inscribe about 50 a day. That's pretty much it until I'm ready for the bandage. And so I'm doing the best I can to get it out every day. I'm doing 50. And I don't know if we have any left. I don't think we do. But if anybody wants one and buys it right now, in the next day or two, I'll just send for more. Okay, how's that for a deal? Normally these have to go out of the fulfillment house because I just cannot do that and everything else. And of course, if they're shipping out from, up north, my arm just isn't that long. So, and of course after surgery, I won't be able to sign anything for probably about 3 months. So, but I will send for more if we run over. So don't hesitate to get one that's signed. Otherwise, they're there. They'll be there for you anyway. This is a book whose time has come. It really, really needed to be there. And speaking for myself, the timing is really profound when I think about it, because this book is a summary of 22 years from the time I was, it was finished, except for editing, it was finished in November, the end of November, which was my 22nd anniversary of the coming of the light. 22 is a very significant number of mastery. And it's a summary of when I was really, taken in to the Society of Mystics, not knowing what was happening to me. I was being initiated without a clue of what my life would become in the next 22 years. But the backstory behind it started in my 22nd year of life when I entered graduate school, thinking I was going to study the classical masters, and my university deciding instead I would be studying early Christian art and the medieval mystics. Huh? That was like, I didn't think I was coming here for that, but I got a good stipend, and it was an opportunity to work with one of the greatest minds in the history of art, the senior professor at Cologne University, Germany, who was a visiting professor at Tulane University, and I was not going to turn that down. So I did that. And then when I went back to paint, the demand, I had never painted a portrait in my life, and I was flooded with demands to produce portraits. So much so, I mastered the art of portraiture and then quickly went on beyond it because I wanted to be a creative artist. Well, anyway, to make the long story short, from that time till the time this book was published was 48 years. 48 years. The Lamb and the Lion is 48 inches by 48 inches. Are you starting to put together a whole picture here? And this week, probably the day I will get all of the books finally signed and on their way, this week I will turn 70. In the Bible and in the Hebrew tradition, all the units of seven are deeply significant, whether it's the weekly unit of seven in the Sabbath, or the seventh year, jubilation, or the 70th year, or the unit of seven and seven and seven for the fulfillment of the of wisdom, or the units of forgiveness. Seven is incredibly significant. So I feel that in signing these books to you and getting them off this week, I will have a particularly meaningful birthday and will be entering my seventh decade. And I look forward to that, and I look forward to what all the completions will bring. And thank you all for being part of our whole group, part of the meaning of it all, part of the receivership, and responding not only with your heart, but your life. I am in deep gratitude to all of you for your support, your personal love, your love of Christ, and your dedication to become the best person you can be. That makes it all worth everything. And I'll open the line again. Thank you, Mara, for what you just said. I'm going to open the line. Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Hello.
Hello.
Chris and I just had that conversation that Cecile mentioned when we sort of were talking about something and then you tackle it with what you said on the call. We didn't even have to ask. So we said the same thing. Also, last year at the spring convention, there was something specific you said. You said, you made a statement, if you want others to have peace, you have to have peace.
Yes.
And I've been working on that, and it's a big, big deal for me. It's kind of a big breakthrough to make progress in that. For a long time, I was wired to the notion of love as something along the lines of hardship and duty and sacrifice and so on. But I was wondering if, paradoxically, there isn't sometimes when that's perhaps a balanced approach. Sometimes there is responsibility to measure up to, you know, as well as being
able to maintain peace. That's right, Scott. That's right. And as a matter of fact, the Buddha went through the same ordeal. He went to extreme of actually self-deprecation, abnegation, suffering, virtual starvation. He went to every extreme trying to find the answer on the extremes of self-deprivation. Finally, the truth came to him when he said, the middle way is the path, and he found peace.
Ah, balance.
Balance. Yes, and I think it's pretty safe to say that if something brings you peace, it's a good way to know that it's a right action.
It helps, too. Also, if you get really sore from signing, you can just put an X with your left hand. I'm just as good with that.
Oh, no. You're going to get a right-hand signature. These will probably be the last right-hand signatures of a completely unaltered hand in my life. And I wanted it to be that way, so I'm really, really working on making these the most perfect signatures I can make, because I feel that this in many ways is the signature of why I came into this life. And it's not the end by a long shot. As a matter of fact, interestingly, on the subject of seven, I have seven books planned for this year to celebrate my seventh decade. So, Scott, thanks for speaking up. And Jean Marie, you're on the phone. I see you there. You're on.
Yes, I would like to have a friend of mine, Ashley, put into the blessing along with her ailing, failing father. And
okay.
She's going through quite a time right now, and that's I think she could use an extra big gush of love from all of us.
I think so, too.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Ashley and her ailing father,
yeah,
just keep
name is
in
John.
Mind all blessing givers. And Ashley, let's just take a moment, all of us, everyone, just close your eyes and be in your heart and think about something or someone you would want to receive a blessing from Christ today. I know as a generality, we want the whole earth to be blessed. We want our whole family, our whole community. But think of something in someone specifically. Just take a deep breath and think about that. And have that person or that situation or that need be blessed. Now put a layer of love on it. Exhale and breathe it into the world and say, be blessed by Christ. And in faith you are. And having said that, I'm going to open the line to Desmond. Hi, Desmond. I saw you there.
Oh, hello, Glenda. I love following through with your lead, and I'm glad to hear everyone, and I'm glad that you did that invocation to add the people that we love, that we want to bless. So thank you. I wanted to ask you, with the book, I want to do everything I can to utilize it, so I was wondering, I'm going to put pictures in it. I like doodling in my book, so like highlighting it and quoting and finding what parts mean the most to me. And when it comes to sharing the book, I want to be able to share it with people. Is there like maybe just the quotes that I really like, and if I'm with somebody, I can just share those quotes, or how do I share it? Sure.
If it's less than a page, you got my blessing. But let them know where it came from, okay?
Sure, I will. It came from Corpus Christi, Texas, Glenda Green, who signed it.
Okay, that's good enough.
And this space is it best to read it in the woods or at a coffee shop or just everywhere? Just do you find sacred space to read it mostly? What other places?
Oh, I would read it where you feel most comfortable and most in peace with yourself, because it's going to touch you very deeply.
Okay.
I would say don't be distracted when you read it. Allow yourself to be in a place where if you want to cry, you can cry. If you want to laugh, you laugh. If you want to just feel empathy for all humanity and feel forgiveness or joy, just read it where you're most yourself, because it's all about us discovering ourselves within the whole 2,000-year history of Christ's gift to the world. You can imagine a lot would happen in 2,000 years. And indeed it has.
But I would imagine, I guess.
Yes. And now it's all happening to you. So let it all be the best and the most wonderful and the most touching revelation that it can be. So thanks, Desmond. Always love hearing from you. And Paul, hi, I think we just have time to hear from Paul. You're on.
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
I'm just going to check in here, and I'm enjoying the comments from the folks that have called and your responses, Glenda, and just being here in the fellowship is wonderful. I feel a sense of kind of being enfolded and in the most pleasant way and at peace, and I'm very relaxed.
Good.
And it's quite amazing because I've had some of the most challenges to face, and I won't you know, go into detail because it's just too much, but there were a lot of things at one time to deal with, and it was a little bit testy there for a while, but it's coming out okay, and it looks like my rent is high, and I'm really needing to find a place to live that's less expensive, so this involves looking for another place that's a modest apartment, which is what I had before I came to this place, which is pretty grand, and so I've appreciated being here, but I think all of those things are pretty well getting taken care of, and I know that I will find something really, really fine. I actually did find an apartment that was very reasonable, and it was very nice. It was on the third floor, and I would have needed to walk the stairs, and I did, and I can. It's okay. That's no big deal. And just a one-bedroom, very nice. But the interesting thing is I'm so glad that I've gotten schooled in what was In Love Without End and the sessions on the phone like this with others, and then the times that you and I have spoken with each other, Glenda, and the times you've had you know, meetings at your place, like in Arizona. I haven't been to Texas, but anyway, I found a place that was really pretty nice, met all the qualifications, but I'm so glad that have been able to get tuned in to know where I'm really coming from emotionally, what I really feel deeply, you know?
Yes, that's where it's not in the outer furnishings. It's in the inner world where the miracles happen. And find a place that allows you to love yourself.
Yeah. And
that's key. But, Paul, we're actually at the 30-minute mark. Is there anything else quickly you need to say, or can we just say we love you?
I'll just make it quick, just to conclude this thing about looking at that apartment that looked pretty neat. I realized as I drove away, and I actually signed an application form, but I will go back and talk to them, it was two blocks from where I grew up.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, I don't want to. It felt like I was regressing, going forward. And I thought, I just can't put up with this. I need to move forward into something new. That's all I wanted to say.
Good. Well, we will include a new revelation of life and your direction, and I think you'll get a lot out of the book when you get it. And we need to move into our blessing now because we do have a lot of people internationally who cannot really afford the call, a long-distance call this long, and they tune in for the blessing at a certain time. So we're going to, I'm just going to give a brief orientation for those who are new. This blessing is received with you in a seating position. Just have your attention in your heart, your feet on the ground, all your arms and legs uncrossed, barefoot if possible, if the weather permits, so that you can be connected more directly with energies from the earth. You will be experiencing energies given from God the Father, the Holy Spirit, Christ, and then returning and anchored into the earth through your feet. So you will notice energy moving from the top of your head through your body, through your feet into the earth, and returning back and forth many times and moving through your heart. This is why I want your attention in your heart. This is where you meet with Christ, and during the time of the blessing energy, I would like you to be offering your prayers. Your prayers can be whatever you need them to be. They could be prayers of gratitude, forgiveness, prayers of request, of desire, of thankfulness, prayers of joy, of love. However you pray, whatever your prayer wants to be, needs to be, and is. Remember, in many ways, you and your life, you are the prayer. And now allow yourself to be in your heart. I will give an invocation to Yeshua, whom we all love very deeply, and the blessing will begin. It will go on for about 3 minutes, conducted by myself and the blessing givers. After that, after it's complete, I want you to go rest and just receive, assimilate, and draw into your body, heart, and soul all the blessings that have been given to you and shall be given to you in the days ahead. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, friend of us all, brother of man, son of God, the one who is with us always, who knows what it's like to be in every phase of life, every way of life, the one who knows what it is to suffer, to hurt, to be alone, but also to be in joy, to be in love, to be in rapture of the Spirit, to be in communion with God without any intercessory, to know yourself as a child of God and fulfill yourself as a son of God. We thank you for sharing all levels of your precious sacred reality with us, that we may know that all those levels are available to us as well. And even in the dark night of the soul, or the times when we feel most alone or most troubled, we know that that is but one little tiny taste, one little tiny phase of life that is part of a much greater, more fulfilling whole. And the answer shall be given to all of us in due time. We thank you for the blessings we are about to receive and all that you have given us in the past. We thank you for being our link with God in all times, in all ways, and with us in all times and in all ways. Thank you for these blessings, and may they extend to everyone in this earth. Bye-bye. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and enjoy all the fruits of your blessing. Body, heart, and soul, be in love with Christ, with God, the Holy Spirit, and yourself. Enjoy and be well. I look forward to being with you again next week. And goodbye for now.